RKO presents Hollywood Star Time. From the famous RKO Motion Picture Studios, right here in the heart of Hollywood, it's time for lunch.
Yes, time for lunch in the dining room of the stars, with the people who make your picture. But first, the RKO hit tune of the week. A song born right here at the RKO Motion Picture Studios. A tune that will always be a favorite. Here's Larry Stewart to sing The Continental.
It's something daring, the Continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the Continental, because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the Continental, an invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the Continental, because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly, her eyes answer your song. Two bodies swaying, the Continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, the Continental, for it's the song of romance and of love.
A gorgeous honey with plenty of money, love tests her pilot hero in the current RKO motion picture, Bride by Mistake. And then the fun begins. Bride by Mistake is love, love, love with riotous complications. Starring Alan Marshall and Lorraine Day, with Marsha Hunt, Alan Jocelyn, Edgar Buchanan. Ask the manager of your favorite theater when he will show Bride by Mistake. All right, Gary Bruckner. What's going on today in the dining room of the stars?
Well, there's plenty of excitement. You know, there are four pictures before the cameras today at RKO, and several famous actors and actresses are testing for roles in the forthcoming productions. And the dining room of the stars is the noontime meeting place for all these glamorous personalities. Oh, speaking of glamour, look who's loping down our main aisle down here. Phil Harris. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, fella. Slip me some skin.
What's the matter? Did you lose something?
No, I'm just kind of casing the joint. Well, there's nothing under here.
If you tell us what you're looking for, we'll help you look for it.
He didn't leave any music lying around, did he?
Who are you talking about?
Kowkowski. You know, that loophole Kowkowski. Or... you know, the guy that leads them big symphonies. Don't tell me he wasn't here because I heard you talking to him right here a couple of days ago.
Oh, you mean Leopold Stokowski.
That's the guy. Did he leave any sheet music lying around? I'd like to sop it up for the guys in my band.
Well, what in the world would you fellows want with it? Stokowski only conducts classical music.
Well, my guys eat that stuff up, you know.
You mean they can play it?
Play it. They swing the hinges off of it.
Tell me, Phil, how come this sudden interest in the classics?
Well, it ain't sudden, Jackson. Larry, it's been creeping up on me like ivy. I think it's time my fellas played in the Hollywood Bowl.
Well, do you think your band could deliver an entire symphony under the stars?
With me leading, they couldn't miss. What are you talking about? That ain't what's bothering me.
What is?
I'm afraid the fresh air'd kill them.
Tell me, Phil, does all this intellectual interest of yours spring from your great professorship or your guest professorship on the K. Kaiser show?
You have reference with the summer session of the College of Musical Knowledge?
That I have.
Well, it ain't done me no harm, chum. You know, wearing a black kimono and one of them flat hats gives a guy the feeling that he's one of the illiterati, sort of.
Well, Phil, how's for giving our star pupils assembled here a geography lesson?
All right, tell them to put their books down, lean back in their seats, and the old professor will tell them that's what he likes about the South. Hit it, boys.
Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistakey, where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste that layer cake. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar-cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South. Hot corn, bread, and black-eyed peas. You can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Half too. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, but that's what I like about the South. Down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, for that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens, keep a dreaming those dreamy dreams, so let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news, got the box back coat and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, oh, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat anything, and that's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do-I-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty. Will do what I did. I'm here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't tell me those noble lies, cause a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50, PDQ, rose are red and violets pink, I'm gonna get old 50, I don't. Got backbones and turnip greens, ham hocks and butter beans, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
That was the one and only Phil Harris singing That's What I Like About the South. That was great, Phil. And many thanks for paying us this pleasant visit in the dining room of the Stars.
Well, if I've done anything to culturize the joint, I'm happy. But seriously, Larry, speaking of visitors, let me introduce to you one of the greatest guys in this business. And here he comes now, the one and only Barry Fitzgerald.
Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Barry. Let's lock dukes with my friend Keating here.
Well, this is a great honor, Mr. Fitzgerald. Won't you join us for lunch?
Why, sure he will. Take my chair, Barry. I got to catch a sandwich on the run.
Well, so long and thanks again, Phil. Mr. Fitzgerald, may I say again that this is a great honor to meet the man who is being hailed as one of the great actors of this age?
Well, your words are very kind, but they frighten me.
Frighten you? Why?
I'm just a 56-year-old Irishman working in this trade. Such superlatives are disturbing.
Well, you're going to have to get used to them more and more because everyone who has seen your masterful portrayal with Bing Crosby in Going My Way will sing your praises as long as movies exist. Tell us, how does it feel to be hailed by critics as the greatest living actor?
Well, if you really knew me, you'd understand that that doesn't feel so good. You see, the most difficult thing about success is living it down.
Living it down? Why, Barry, your great success assures you everything a man could want. Fame, fortune, adulation.
Yeah, but I had everything I wanted before all this so-called success. My tastes have always been simple.
But you do have a big home in Beverly Hills and all the comforts of stardom.
No, I have a small cottage in the Hollywood Hills. I live there alone, except when my friends come over. It's all I need and ever wanted. Too much success might spoil the tranquility. Already things aren't quite as serene as they used to be.
Interviewers, photographers, curiosity seekers are flocking to the house, no doubt.
Yeah, to a degree, but don't misunderstand. I don't mind publicity. I'm very fond of Hollywood. But for a man of my taste, fame is more inclined to lead to discomfort.
Well, I hate to add to the prospects of further disturbance, Barry, but in all truthfulness, I must report that you're in for even more of it before long.
How do you mean?
Well, the legion of fans you have made will be multiplied when the public sees you with Cary Grant and Ethel Barrymore in RKO's None But the Lonely Heart.
I must say it was a rare pleasure playing with Cary Grant and Ethel Barrymore in None But the Lonely Heart.
And how magnificently you do it. You were with the famous Abbey Players in Dublin, weren't you?
Yes, but I didn't become an actor until I was 42. I'd been a civil service worker in Dublin, and then one night I visited a friend at the theater, and I soon found myself in the costume and mob scene.
Practically thrust upon the stage,
eh? Exactly. Well, I toured England and the United States three times with the Abbey Players, but I didn't enter motion pictures until I was 48.
Well, that's amazing. I believe you came to Hollywood to play in an RKO picture.
Yes. Director John Ford brought almost the entire cast of the Abbey Players to America for one picture, The Crown of the Stars. I liked it so well that I stayed here.
Yes, it was a fine decision for you and everyone who loves motion pictures. But I must warn you that even greater fame is on its way to disturb your tranquility in that little white house in the Hollywood Hills when None But the Lonely Heart is released.
Well, to say that I'm grateful for all this acclaim would be only telling a half-truth. And I'm very grateful to Leo McCarey for his fine direction and to Bing Crosby for his wonderful performance.
Well, Barry Fitzgerald, I must say that greatness has been thrust upon you. And the little house that might once have been a hideaway seems destined to become a shrine. I don't know how you will ever be able to live it down.
Well, you wouldn't say that if you ever saw me on a golf course.
Why, you mean you're just like the other mortals?
Worse.
Well, therein may lie the answer to something, but not tranquility. Now, come in, Gary Breckner. Barry Fitzgerald and I are going to talk a little golf.
And I'll join you about that little golf a little while later, because I think my game's a little worse than Barry's, or even yours, Keating.
Impossible, impossible.
Well, let's look around, see who the late arrivals are. I just saw Wally Brown and Alan Carney come in, and they're in makeup, and I understand they're testing costumes and sets for a new picture that they're going to make. Paul Lucas and George Brent from Experiment Perilous seem to be in a deep conversation out there, too, and right next to them is Albert Decker. And Mark Kramer, the irrepressible redhead with a lot of beauties from the Panamericana set, is in there, too. And not to forget old rubber legs, Leonardo, laughing his head off out there and rubbing the hair out of his eyes, if he had any out there. That's one of his pet gestures. And Dorothy Granger and Elaine Riley are enjoying it hugely. There's a nice foursome over there on the other side of the room near the window. Benita Granville and her mother, and Ann Rutherford and her mother just came in for lunch just a few moments ago. Oh, by the way, something interesting. When I was coming down here to the studio this morning on the bus, believe it or not, I passed the set of China Sky, Pearl Buck's story that they're filming out there in Culver City. They've got a whole Chinese village, right down to the last goat and donkey, carts and vehicles and ancient flivvers. And there was Randy Scott and Ruth Warwick and Ellen Drew right among a lot of Chinese actors. Very interesting.
Well, Gary, it's time to say goodbye now from the dining room of the stars. But friends, be with us again Monday and every day, Monday through Friday, for 15 minutes of informal fun at Hollywood Star Time with the people who make your pictures. And now here's Konstantin Bakalinikov and the Hollywood Star Time Orchestra with a few parting bars of...
It's very daring, but common apple, a way of dancing that's really over new. It's very subtle, the continental, because it does what you want it to do.
That was the Continental, one of RKO's all-time favorites. It's the RKO hit tune of the week.
The shocking truth about modern thrill-crazed youth. See Youth Runs Wild now playing in Hollywood at the Hawaii and in Beverly Hills at the Elite. It's the story of what happens to teenage boys and girls when war disrupts the home. Youth Runs Wild stars Benita Granville and Kent Smith in the most fearless drama of these turbulent times. It's a motion picture that will cause you to ask yourself questions you dare not answer. See Youth Runs Wild now in Hollywood at the Hawaii and in Beverly Hills at the Elite. It's another great RKO picture.
Hollywood Star Time came to you from the famous RKO studios in Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.